Benton Harbor Schools face serious financial problems. The district's currently operating under a consent agreement with the state. Last fall, the district won a super competitive 3-year grant. It would give the schools $18 million to help improve student success. But now it appears the district might not be getting that grant. Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith is here. So, Lindsay, we know Benton Harbor has huge budget problems and problems with academics. This grant could really help with that, but things might not be coming together. What's going on?
This is kind of a sad story of timing and constrained finances. You have a district that is working with the state. They avoided an emergency manager, agreed to work with the state to reduce their deficit, which is around $16 million for a school district that has about 2,000 students, keep in mind. They applied for this school improvement grant, it's called, and they won it. And this is pretty competitive. Lots of school districts around the state that have low academics and also qualify for Title I funding, which means that they have higher rates of poverty in their community. They qualify for this grant. They get this grant, $18 million. I mean, compared to their budget deficit of $16 million, it's a pretty enormous chunk of change. The reason why they can't keep it, or they at least have said next year we're not going to be able to take the grant, is because they don't have the staff in place to be able to administer the grant, to comply with the regulations and really make it work for kids. So instead of wasting the money, the school board decided in a special board meeting over the weekend that they would forfeit the grant, at least for next year. They're hoping that they'll be able to get it in the third year, but that's up to the Michigan Department of Education to decide that.
So we're looking at budget constraints. We're looking at staff turnover. And what is the state telling Benton Harbor, Lindsay?
Well, the state is working really closely with them because they have this consent agreement. They're working closely with the Department of Treasury. They have someone that works with them, a consultant that's on staff that's hired by the Treasury Department, essentially. I mean, she works with the Treasury Department. It's like a liaison there. I talked to her, and she said it really came down to the budget. They entered this consent agreement in the fall, and they got this grant in the summer. So in the fall, they really had to redo their budget. They didn't really have a lot of these central office staff in place to make this grant work for kids.
It just seems so frustrating that here this is a district, Benton Harbor, so needs this money. It's got this deficit of $16 million, and it cannot accept it because it doesn't have the money to be able to use it the right way.
Yeah, the school board president I talked to, Sharon James, she said it's a shame. It's really a shame, but they want to act with integrity. They know they can't fulfill their obligations to take it right now. They are hearing from the state officials that they work with. She's saying, you know, it's not officially on the record here and it's not in paper anywhere. And if you ask the Department of Education, this decision has not been done yet, but she says that state-level officials are advising the board that this is the way to go. This is their best option. So she's really hopeful that that's sort of signaling that, you know, if you work with us to do, you know, kind of do this, that we can hopefully get something to work out for year three. So there is a chance that they would still be able to work on that year three. But because it's designed as a 3-year grant to really turn around schools in the district that are low performing, you know, to lose a year in the middle of that process is still unfortunate.
Well, certainly if they don't comply with the rules of the grant, that would really blow chances of getting future grants.
And the school board president said that. They said, look, we want to act with integrity here. We don't want to make ourselves look silly. We want to be considered for grants in the future, and we don't want to have this happening.
Tough situation for Benton Harbor Schools. Michigan Radio's West Michigan reporter, Lindsay Smith. Always great to talk with you, Lindsay. Thank you.
No problem.